This is my first reflection on my local service, Apex Harmony Lodge. In Apex Harmony Lodge, we are attempting to use musical therapy to help patients with Alzheimer's and dementia. There's a lot of research going on around in the world right now about musical therapy and the benefits that it can have on such patients. Something I'd like to begin my reflection with is linking it back to my old service, Sundac, also a local service that I participated in, and seeing the connections I can make between the two, because I feel that there are quite a few. In Sundac, our aim was to help improve motor skills whilst interacting with patients with mental disabilities, and we were planning activities and seeing how it could help to improve their skills. One of the first things or first connections I can make is patient interaction, because there's a patient interaction in both services. Going into Sundac, I was really apprehensive that I would not be able to engage the patients or behave in the proper way that I was supposed to. And something I definitely learned was that this does not come instantly. It takes quite a bit of time to learn. But as you do learn, you can see the progress, and you can see it when you interact with the patients and they respond more positively. And this was really something I was really proud of, that I was able to really learn in Sundac, especially because the patients would come back each time and you could see them feeling more and more comfortable around you, and you feeling more comfortable around working with them as well. Unfortunately, in the case of Apex, the patients with Alzheimer's or dementia do not rarely remember you, and for this reason, it can be quite daunting to go back each time and, you know, reacquaint yourself or help them to reacquaint themselves with you. However, something I feel that you can count on is the fact that every time you go back, interacting with the same patient, you learn how to interact with them better and how to feel more comfortable. And this way, the interaction gets better because you get to know them better. So this is definitely something that I would like to continue this year, is staying persistent with how I approach the interactions. Second would be the social stigma. So going into Sundac, I was quite shocked when I learned about the social stigma, especially around mental illnesses in Singapore. And planning an outing and lunch to a hawker center, we were able to see this in action as well, quite a bit. And I think this is something that, as a group, we should have a goal this year to see about how we can raise awareness for these illnesses and how we can decrease that stigma in public. Then my third would be the therapy itself. So in Sundac, we were able to see the impact that we were having on motor skills quite directly. We were able to see the small differences, like when a patient would interact more and really start to engage in the activities. But in Alzheimer's dementia patients, the musical therapy is not a permanent cure, or at least it hasn't been used so far to have that effect. It only can trigger temporary memories and perhaps improve the mood. So this is something that I would like to do a little bit of research on personally, put in some time each week to just be updated and to really see how we are helping our patients to better, like, we're making a better impact. Then fourthly would be my interest in medicine. So going into Sundac, I had a little bit of interest already in medicine, and being able to work with and interact with patients and see the benefits of the therapy really boosted my confidence and really boosted my interest really in medicine and this area. So one of the factors that I had really taken into consideration when wanting to join Apex was my interest in medicine and looking at how this alternative form of therapy could help an illness such as Alzheimer's. So these are my goals for the year, and I will keep on posting more reflections to see how they're improving or how I can adapt them in the future year.